We just celebrated working people in America on Labor Day, but advocacy groups say the workers themselves aren't appreciated nearly enough in Indiana. Many make only minimum wage, which is the same as the federal rate of $7.25 an hour, and often these workers are trying to support a family on that. Many of the surrounding states have higher minimum wages, and Andrew Bradley with the Indiana Institute for Working Families says in Indiana, basic costs have gone up by more than 60% in the last decade, but wages have only risen 9%. He says it's a problem that can be solved because the Hoosier State is good at that.
We've seen that in terms of our business climate rankings. We're very business friendly. But the policy choices we've made about our wage and labor standards have paid off with results that aren't great compared to our neighbors.
Michigan, Illinois, and Ohio all have higher minimum wages than Indiana. Indiana also has the lowest union coverage of any of the neighboring states, including Kentucky. Bradley cites a new report by the Economic Policy Institute that shows only 11% of Hoosier workers have union coverage, down from about 23% in 1989. He says that means fewer people have a voice.
Those who have more worker voice are more likely to have job quality benefits like paid family leave, paid sick time, less wage gap for gender and racial wage gaps. And Hoosiers don't have that same level of participation in collective bargaining, and so they're not seeing those benefits.
Bradley says the state needs only 75,900 more jobs to reach its pre-recession employment rate, but pay keeps slipping, and that could send more people into poverty or drive them out of the Hoosier State to find a better life. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.